Dear subscriber, they say absence makes the heart grow fonder, but really, what do they know?
Sexuality, violence, and coarse language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Grab your iPod, folks, and get your FireWire ready.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the world's worst program.
This is Random Fights.
I am a DJ.
Good evening. It's been so long, I forgot what my cue was. How is everybody on this fantastically hot Thursday night? I'm doing well, thank you. It's, what is it, June 30th? Tomorrow being July 1st. Canada Day. What better excuse to do a podcast? Well, I can think of one better excuse. It's my birthday on Sunday, so what better double excuse? A lot of great stuff lined up for you. You heard some Grady off the top, one of my favorite new bands. Favorite old new bands, I'll explain that in a bit. We got some Slater Kinney, the Black Keys, Jackpot X Stereo, Ghetto Pony. I'm going to go out on a limb and play some Velvet Revolver, and then finish it off with a few surprises. But first, if you liked what you heard off the top, here's a little bit more. Good old Grady from Austin, Texas. Enjoy. heck did that guitar solo come out of in that song? My goodness, that was quite an ending. I hadn't actually listened to that one all the way through. I'd just grabbed it. It was that was 10 a.m. Automatic by the Black Keys. I've played them before on this show, and I really, really, really liked them, so I thought I'd play them again. I heard the first couple bars of that track, and I thought, hey, I'm going to play it. So I did, and I was just completely blown away by that solo at the end. The only reason I was blown away by that solo is that's a two-man band, and I was trying to figure out what the heck they were doing. I got lost in my own little musical thoughts, and you got some dead air. So before that, we had Entertained by Slater Kinney, and of course, kicking it off the top, to borrow a phrase, was Woman's Got My Devil by Grady. Now, Grady is an amazing new band out of Austin, Texas, with probably some of the most interesting and capable musicians making up this trio. The frontman, Gordy Johnson, is the former Brain Axeman wonderkind behind Canada's one of our few rock supergroups, Big Sugar, and I know you've heard some of their stuff. I played it illegally on this show before, so that's where he's from. Big Ben is on bass, big, tall, lean, lanky guy. He formerly played with Saints and Sinners. You may have heard them there. He also did a lot of sound work for Big Sugar, and he's known Gordy for a long, long time. And on drums is Whip Layton. Whip has played with acts like, Stevie Ray Vaughan, for one. Who was the other one? Archangels, of course. I should know that. But anyways, it's late. Forgive me. So that's Grady. Love him. Went to see them 2 weeks ago. Up in a small town just northeast of Toronto here called Peterborough. They were playing there on a Friday night at a local club called The Vibe, and I don't think 100 people showed up at this this nightclub to see them. They were extremely, extremely good. They were extremely, extremely loud. Literally, my ears rang for 2 days afterwards. I kid you not. They just literally blew the doors off the place. Whip plays with two bass drums put up butt end against each other so that he can be heard over Gordy's guitars and Ben's bass. You literally just leave there stunned, both audibly and just blown away by the musicianship that these guys have. So I hope you enjoyed that that little bit. Now, the really cool thing about Grady is that I sent them an email 3 weeks ago, and within 5 minutes, Ben had written back. And in his message, he had given me blanket permission to play their stuff on this show. So I'm going to start doing that. I've got a whole CD's worth of stuff. I was actually not going to play those two tracks because those are the easy ones to get. You can get them on the ShadyGrady.net website if you want to learn more about the band. But so I actually wanted to play some other stuff off their CD, but I couldn't because my CD-ROM is just shot. It won't recognize discs when I stick it in, so I can't play anything until I get that fixed, unfortunately. But hey, who cares? Whatever. You got some good tunes out of it. So it's my birthday on Sunday. I'll be older. 34 is the magic number, and tomorrow's Canada Day, so it's going to be a good weekend. 34 is actually a pretty important number around here because it's not only how old I'm going to be, but it's the temperature in this room right now. We've got a bit of a heat wave here in Toronto, and Casa Disco does not have any, and I mean any, I don't mean limited, I mean none, no air conditioning in this place. We've got two little fans, but they're just blowing around hot air. Slightly better at it than I am, it's not making it any cooler in here. I think I've lost about 15 pounds in pure sweat since I started this show, which is not a very pleasant image for you. I'm rather sorry. It's been a while since I've done a show. I think a good couple months now. I know I sounded really, really desperate and pathetic on that last show, and I guess I was in a kind of a crappy headspace. I probably shouldn't have done that show, but I'm not down on podcasting, but as the weather gets nicer, the number of things that I would rather do than sit in front of a microphone is just increased dramatically. I got into podcasting when it was cold outside, and actually I was confined to the couch because I'd injured my leg, so I had a lot of time on my hands. But now I'm out, despite the fact that since we last talked, I broke my arm on a, road biking accident. I ride my bike, twice a day to the office there and back. I'll go out in the evening, I'll go running, not to mention all the stuff that needs to be done in our house. We're painting the house right now. There's a story there. I'll tell you that later. Got a great garden going. There's just so much stuff to do. And sitting inside, as much as I like talking to you guys and as much as I like playing these tunes for you, I just can't bring myself to do it. It's a bit of investment. It's, I would say, about 2 hours a show now. Maybe three if you count finding the tunes. But anyways, you don't want to hear me whine. I just wanted to let you know that I still love you all, and I appreciate the odd email I get inquiring as to my podcasting whereabouts. Well, here they are. I haven't gone anywhere. Just through the summer, don't expect to hear one unless I get inspired or get my hands on some really slick stuff like Grady, for instance. That a little click you heard means more tunes coming up. In this next set, we're going to play some Jackpot X Stereo and a new group that I'm kind of grooving on called Ghetto Pony. Kicking it off is Jackpot, though, with their track Adventures Galore.
I'm gonna walk around, no, I'm not gonna think, need to smell the stink and put on my headphones. Adventures galore and grandiose plans, yeah, the streets are bleeding, a dynamite sham. So long, I think I might have knocked something loose. Might as well be spitting in the ocean, making out. And I'm cooking my brain, I ain't paying no bills, and I'm driving in the wrong lane. I've been banging my head against the wall for so long, I think I might have knocked something. Girls.
to
Ghetto Pony. I don't know about you, but I felt like I was in Manchester about 1987 listening to that track. Good one, though. Enjoyed it. Before that was X Stereo, Stuck on You. Jackpot kicked it off with Adventures Galore. All great tracks. Go to my blog at byte.org, byte.org. Click on show number 28 and visit the websites of some of these artists. Give them some money. Actually, giving money is the theme of this little interlude, this interruption between the music. This is the bread that we wrap around the musical meat. Giving money is... actually, there's two things I want to talk about. I want to talk about how I think the Live Aid organizers are just blowing a huge opportunity. Barrie, just north of Toronto, will be home to about 40,000 people that have decided to go see the show. Now, they decided to go see the show for a bunch of reasons, but one of them was because tickets were free. That's $10 a head, $400,000, $20 a head, $800,000, you get the idea. Philadelphia, 1 million people, that's $10 million, $20 million. I would have paid $40-$50 to see that show. Do the math. How many shows? And what kind of a donation is this going to make towards solving the whole hunger problem thing? I don't know. I get the plan. You know, only we can solve this problem. Only our governments can solve this problem. But, you know, $10 goes a long way in some of these countries. And I don't know. I'm not sure that I agree with how that opportunity was kind of played away so easily. But anyways, you know, I don't want you to think that I'm down on this because I'm not. I think it's a great thing, and it will be remembered as such. And I truly believe that, you know, this time around, a difference will be made. I don't necessarily think a lasting difference was made last time around. It certainly didn't change the way the first world country, both the governments and the people, think day to day about the plight of some of these countries. I've been to some of them, and it's awful when you are driving through or walking through or just seeing some of these areas. It really, really puts things into perspective. When you see children playing soccer and using the open sewers as goalposts, it really, really tells you that there's something definitely wrong. So, you know, if anything comes out of this, it will be a good thing. But I was just kind of perturbed that that little angle was sacrificed, I think, at the cost of the message, which is a worthwhile message, and I'm not going to dwell on it anymore because it is such a worthwhile message, and I fear that my negativity is perhaps not misplaced, but borderline inappropriate, so we'll leave it at that. The second thing that I want to talk about giving money is giving money to me. Well, actually, not giving money to me, but giving money to a charity that I'm involving myself in. In August, if you are in the southern Ontario region, I'm going to go to the website here so I can give you some straight up information, because I've forgotten the damn date. August 11th through the 14th, 2005, I'm going to be doing the Tour for Kids. Now, the Tour for Kids is an 840-kilometer bike trip. It takes place over 4 days. It does a big loop from Toronto up to a place called Markdale. Over to Minden, that's a big 250-kilometer stretch, and then back down to Wellington, then across Toronto, or across Southern Ontario, across Lake Ontario, back to Toronto. And it's a big, big trip, and I'm doing it for the charity. So what I'm going to ask each of you to do is to click on the PayPal donation button at www.bite.org and pay me for this podcast, and I'm going to donate 100% of the money that you pay me for this podcast to the Tour for Kids. I would like to see you give me $10 each. There's about 2,500 of you. Do the math. That's a pretty quick no money, no podcast. No, I can't in good conscience lay that out. But what I can do is tell you how important this is to me, tell you how much I want to raise a ton of money for an absolutely worthwhile cause. If you want to learn more about the charity, visit www.tourforkids.com. And if you want to make a donation through the Byte.org Random Bytes Radio Podcast, just visit www.byte.org and check out the PayPal donation box. What's up next? Enough of this money thing. Where's my notes? What is up next? Let me see here. Oh, yeah, that's what's up next. This is music that I'm not allowed to play. If you ever hear me going like this, by the way, that's because I'm taking a towel that's around my neck. Wiping down. It's pretty steamy in here. We're up in the second story of the house, and the shingles and brick have been baking in the hot sun all day, so it's 34 degrees, I kid you not. Tropical, as I like to tell my wife. Anyways, I'm playing this for you because I don't know if you've heard this or not. I'm sure you've heard of Paul Anka, but I don't know if you know that Paul Anka has a new CD out. The CD is called Rock Swings, and he has covered 13 tracks Everything is on there. The Cure, Michael Jackson, and this. I'm not going to play the whole thing because that would be illegal, but here's a little snippet that gives you a really, really good idea of what the rest of the album sounds like. Guess what the song is, quick.
Load up, and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, she's self-assured. Oh no, I know, a dirty word. Hello, 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 how low.
I swear, if that doesn't get Kurt Cobain tapping his feet in his grave, I don't know what will. Isn't this great? I'm just going to let it play for a while in the background, talk over it, ruin it for anybody that wants to pirate it, because that would be silly. Wasn't this... I love it. You know what? I'm actually going to zip through the Random Bytes Radio archives here and grab another track from the CD. Where are we here? Unsorted. Alright.
I'm worse at what?
I'm not going to tell you which one this one is, but it's actually one of my favorites off the CD. Check it out.
And our little group has always been and always will.
Figure out what it is yet?
I'm all out of hope. One more bad dream could bring a fall. And when I'm far from home, don't call me on the phone to tell me you're alone. It's easy.
Yeah, that's Paul Anka doing Billy Idol. Now, speaking of Billy Idol, did you know that he's got a new album out? Yes, he does. Why not play a little snippet of that as well while I'm at it? This is I think this is the first single off the album called Scream. The album's Devil's Playground. Now, what's great about this, and you'll pick it up immediately if you're a Billy Idol fan, just listen. That's Steve Stevens. Now, there was some real crap on this album. For instance, this song here was kind of not great. This is... it sounds like 6-6 Sputnik. It's the first track off the CD, Super Overdrive. Not too crazy about it, personally. But there's some other great stuff. I think, is this in here? Let me see. Yeah, this is the last track, Sherry.
Like the moon who moves the tide, you influence my mind. Like the planets and the stars, keep the rhythm to your time. Are you happy with him?
It's great. It's just nice. It's fresh. And it's toe tapping. Now I'm gonna do some hunting and pecking here. I think this is the song I'm looking for. No, that's not it. Is this it? No, I don't think so. No, that's not it. No, that's not it either. Some mellow Steve Stevens. I'm not sure if this is the song or not, though. I don't think so. One second.
Whisper.
spent no, the summer it's not running. Good song, though. Yeah, this is it. You know, if I'm Billy, I'm thinking, if I'm going to do... The Man in Black. Why not just do a cover?
What it takes a dog to cry.
You know, Billy Idol doing Walk the Line would be a great track, but Lady Do or Die is just a bit of a ripoff. This is the outstanding sore thumb on the album called... Here it is June. It's 34 degrees in here. Hear that at the beginning? Those are bells. What was he thinking? This is called Yelling at the Christmas Tree.
When I was a small boy,
good track. Fun.
Season snow was falling on
but
the ground.
6 months ago, fun. Anyways, that's Billy Idol's new album. I'm actually... not unenjoying it, I guess. But anyways, in the spirit of continuing with things that are illegal,
all the Christmas bells are ringing, and the carolers are singing.
I'm playing this. No, not more Paul Anka. Wrong one. Now I'm playing this because this is one of my favorite bands. One of my favorite songs. And it's my birthday on Sunday, so I'm thinking of this as a gift from the Rhea. Happy birthday to me. Maybe I can edit this part out. Well, folks, that's it for me. You know, I'm retiring the Big Sugar, but in honor of Canada Day, I am going to play some Canadian stuff for you. So, you hear that little noise there? That's a Canadian sound. Molson Canadian, actually, which probably has tipped you off already to what I'm playing next. I hope you enjoy this. Anyways, enjoy.
Hey, I'm not a lumberjack or a fur trader, and I don't live in an igloo or eat blubber or own a dog sled, and I don't know Jimmy, Sally, or Susie from Canada, although I'm certain they're really, really nice. I have a prime minister, not a president. I speak English and French, not American, and I pronounce it about, not a boot. I can proudly sew my country's flag on my backpack. I believe in peacekeeping, not policing. Diversity, not assimilation. And that the beaver is a truly proud and noble animal. A toque is a hat. A Chesterfield is a coat. And it ain't pronounced Zed. Not Z-Zed. Canada is the second largest landmass, the first nation of hockey, and the best part of North America. My name is Joe, and I am Canadian.
Thank you.
Podcast is made possible by the generosity of the fine folks at Two Cows. Random Bites Radio is exclusively powered by Blogware. Great performance for your podcast. It was recorded at True North Studios deep in the heart of Casa Disco. Thanks for listening.